I know, but sometimes you gotta bite the bullet when you like spaghetti. But, that's too bad that there's so much carbs in spaghetti. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's why if I have spaghetti, I don't have much at all. I mean, barely any. It just sucks, unfortunately. I mean, a lot of stuff I like, which I only eat a little bit of because it's high in, you know, high in sugar or high in carbs. And so a lot of that stuff I rarely eat anymore, unfortunately. But you know, I haven't once in a great while. But, yeah, it's just not a lot of it. It's just, it's a bummer. I mean, it's even like, what, say, like New China. I love New China, but I go there once in a blue moon, and I don't get much because it's, you know, way too many carbs in there, and I don't need my sugar going up 300-400.
What you do about New China is stay away from the orange chicken and the General Tsai Sos, and you go on a Sunday, and you go to that bar in the back where they'll cook it for you. You fill up your plate with shrimp or beef and Brussels sprouts and the veggies and stuff like that. You pick out the real low-carb ingredients, and they'll cook it for you, and you can come out of there with your blood sugar less than 200.
Well, yeah, as long as you don't have them put any sauce or anything mixing in with it, because that's got the sugar in there, too, and the salt.
Well, they usually don't, but you got some two sauces at the end that you could put on there. And I usually put the garlic one on, the garlic sauce, because garlic is good for you. So I'll do mine with a little garlic and have them cook it up with that. But, yeah, you could walk out of there and have a good meal and not really raise your blood sugar unless you're going to get a pile of rice you put on there to have it cook. Yeah, it could just be like pepper. Shrimp and Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. That's not high in carbohydrates. You come out fine. Drink, you know, Diet Pop or iced tea or something. You'll do good.
Yeah. I usually have water because forget diet crap. Can't have that. It's all right. And I'll usually have some coffee there because, hey, it's right there, and it's already included. But, you know, if I'm going, like, to another restaurant, I just drink water because I'm not paying between $2 and $3 for a cup of coffee, and I'm not paying $2 or $3 for tea. No way.
I get the tea when I go to New China. Unsweetened tea, because I drink it plain. I don't put no sugar or nothing, or sweetened low or nothing in it. I just drink it straight. But, I'm kind of like you. If it ain't included in the meal, like you get a meal, you can get a pop or a juice or something, or coffee, and if it's included, I'll get it. If not, I'll just do water, because, yeah, I'm not paying no $3 for a glass of pop.